Tin, 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 tin. Estás escuchando el podcast de Reggae in the City con el DJ Daddy English. Por favor, suscríbete vía iTunes, SoundCloud. You are listening to the Reggae in the City podcast with DJ Daddy English. Please subscribe via iTunes, SoundCloud and Tuning Radio APP. Tin, 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 tin.
And Daddy English, what you say?
And you are now listening to Daddy English.
Yeah. I will say, lively up yourself and don't be no dread.
Blessed, this is Mark Tomorrow, present for Daddy English Reggae in the City podcast.
So reggae is another bed.
Miss I'm already know everything, baby, know. Yeah, Kawa, you tune in to Daddy English. Reggae in the city, keep it locked. Yeah, hardcore say that.
Lashy.
Daddy English don't have to be rich to be a happy man. Happy man, money can buy you and thy salvation. I say, and everyone to make himself, aka Miss Reality.
Canso, canso, don't be bogus, you're a whore.
You say nothing, Daddy English. You all are UK, love you, I will find out. Say the music you play is true. They love you, you find out. Because they know say we not live in a loo. They know say we have respect for you. So play the music, you. Cause we know it's true. Yes, I am. Running, representing the Daddy English.
Blessed love, this is Mikey John and Junto. Daddy English.
You got it.
Reggae in the city.
We live on a school call.
Full of quality.
Welcome back to another episode. Another episode of the Reggae in the City podcast. Your street, Daddy English, inside the building right now. This is episode number 157. Wow.
Yeah.
So we got to say a big thank you to all of those tuned in, listening via the iTunes podcast app,
yeah, what a man said.
Amazon Music, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and many, many more platforms where you're listening from. Big up yourselves. Do us a favor, press like, leave a comment, and share the episodes. Help us reach the world and all these places. Yes, what a vibe. So we have a very, very big episode for you today. We're talking to one of our favorite artists. He's no stranger to the podcast. You know him well.
I like it. I like it.
His name is Protege. Diggy. Overdose. Mr. Indignation himself took time out to speak with me, have a conversation right here in the UK. We had a nice conversation. We're going to share that with you today. Get to know the artist a little bit more, you know? And I must remind you, if you are in the UK, Protege is on tour starting March. Towards the end of March, he will be touring the UK, Bristol, Manchester, London, I believe Birmingham also. So, you know, check it out, get involved. Don't miss out on the mad experience of the Indignation General Protege.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty, playing some reggae in the city.
Deliver me to these days. Sometimes really hard to go and face it. Oh, this life can truly be amazing. Amazing. Oh, my heart, I give my praises. Oh, try deliver me to these days. Sometimes really hard to go and face.
original track by Emmanuel. Dance, pick up that English. On the reggae in the city podcast. Pick up the same every time. Original track by Emmanuel.
Say Valila, them a sing. Knowing truth to the thing. Line a Judah upon the ring. King David with a sling. And a ding a stone a fling. Song a sing, so phone a ring.
Them got back my tour again.
How much money them a spend? Them a shenty a friend. Man they a try a send. All the list get comprehend. I've been feeling like Ramesh. Making 5 or 6 a week. Earning even when I sleep. Oh my heart I give my praise. Oh Jah deliver me through these days. Sometimes really hard to go and face it. Oh this life can truly be amazing. Amazing. Oh my heart I give my praise. Oh Jah deliver me through these days. Sometimes really hard to go and face it. Oh this life can truly be amazing. Choosing how I spend my time. It's completely by design. They don't even see the trying. All them see is that I sign. All I make is sacrifice. Forget the price and pay the price. When I look into my life. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I see this life I live and I look my name like oh my. Time fly yo, 10 year drop arguments in 09. Find my family to the Grammy. Yo, God, remember me trying. That's a part of me, I cannot delete, keep that shit in my mind. I was sitting outside the studio waiting just to get vice. Them would send me home, come back every day, never even think twice. That was me in 2008 to see. Nobody never did a fly the gate to me. Nobody never did a try make way for me. So me take time, I'ma guide it carefully. These are things I've been thinking of. Please not bring the damn feelings up. Love my dad, I don't seem enough. We had reasonings while steaming up. Where the family are, he's the same. See the sun, you gon' see the rain. Throughout all of this we remain. I owe my heart, I give my praise. Oh Jah deliver me through these days.
If this is your first time listening to the episodes, you need to know we take our time with the music. We don't rush the music, we let it play. This one is Jah deliver me. Protege and Zionite Kings. Insert Isaiah.
Daddy English. Oh Father, walk in heaven.
Yes, man, my name is Jethro Lion, come from Zion Strong like I am. You don't know Reggae in the City podcast with Daddy English. Tune in! Now, this is Jethro Lion, come from Zion Strong like I am. Straight out of Lagos, Nigeria. You understand? Music is a universal language. So we don't deal with segregation. We don't deal with racism. We don't deal with corruption. You know? Just love and unity we approach every time. You understand? Daddy English. Big up yourself, you don't know. Jethro Lion rates you big time. Please!
So welcome to back to the Reggae in the City podcast. And as usual, we have a very, very special guest. One of our favourites. I think of all the artists we've interviewed him the most. So this is the fourth time, I believe, on the podcast. But our fifth time having a conversation, you know. So the last time we spoke, it was just after the In Search of Lost Time release. And we had a good conversation about that. Since then, you have now released the In Search of Zion LP, you know what I mean? I remember at that during that interview, after the interview, you showed me a few pieces of that, you know? How well received has it been so far? Have you heard any feedback from
Zion?
That? Yeah, In Search of Lost.
Crazy,
yeah.
The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive, almost surprising to me, on a level because it's the same songs,
yes.
But the way Tippy them reimagined it, man, it gave like the roots reggae lovers like a whole new lease on the project. Mm. And one of the songs, actually, Weed and Things, has kind of blown up as a single. It's almost at 2 million views in like 3 months. It's unbelievable. It's like, it's people treating it like a single, so much so that I'm gonna have to resend out weed and things to be like, hey, you know, this is doing awesome. Yes. Would love the support. So, and I think it opens up the mind to what can be done, you know, creatively. So you see me doing experimental sounds on my albums, trying to move the genre forward. Yes. At the same time, I can just rally back and say, oh, by the way, I did a whole Roots remix. So all the Roots lovers, here you go.
Yes.
So I think it shows, you know, where music is now. And I'm very pleased with the positive feedback that I've been getting.
Yeah, I like that. Because it kind of almost reminds me of, like, because I'm a big Jay-Z fan, you know. Yeah. And he did an album with Linkin Park.
Yes.
So you kind of cross borders those ways, you know?
Trust me, I grew up on all of that great stuff too, and I saw it. And even remember when Jay-Z did the Black album, and then they did the Grey album, Danger Mouse did something, they did the White album with the Beatles instrument.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just ways to be. Yes. I know with the DSPs, I can just upload it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's no stress.
No, that's great, you know. I came across one of the songs on the In Search of Lost Time album. That was Late at Night, the one with you and Lila Ike. Mm-hmm. I was listening.
No, Third Time's a Charm.
Third Time's a Charm. Yeah, like, oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, yeah. So, I listened to a Gessie Clark compilation. And then I heard Pam Hall, Late at Night. Mm-hmm. And I said, yo, this is.
Yeah.
So, this was done by, obviously, done by Purpose, but whose idea was that?
I'm going to be honest with you, I went to a writing camp in 2019 or 20, can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was for Georgia Smith.
Okay.
And Cadenza had that beat for Georgia. Georgia recorded on it.
Right.
And then I heard it, I was like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah.
About 2 years after I see Cadenza, I was like, yo, whatever happened to that song you did with Georgia? She's like, no, she's not using it. So I was like, yo, let me get that beat, because I love the beat. So it was, he sampled the Palm Hall. I've never heard it before when you heard it.
Yeah.
So when I got it, you know, I did some more production on it, and then it was Gussie Clark that had to clear it for me.
Right, okay. Yes.
Well, Gussie Clark's son,
and
I guess his daughter, so I guess Gussie Clark's granddaughter is in the same preschool as my daughter.
Ah,
wow. So her, whatever, there's a good link there.
So you your daughter got it cleared for you.
Gussie's cool, man. He's always been an OG to me.
Nice, No, definitely, when it comes to production, Gussie's he's a legend, you know? So.
Now listening to Daddy English.
Daddy English.
Chance, my name run me.
up. Open your eyes, you're not blind, better wake up. Don't be surprised if you see an earthquake up. Land full of pirates, the wicked city shake up. Like Port Royal, who really loyal? If all that matters to a man is survival. Peace in them side, just a peace in them pride. Wishing rest in peace to their rivals.
Yeah, that was good to see. Like, do you do that a lot? Is there a lot of secrets in your music when it comes to like samples and stuff, like, you know?
I mean, if something is dope to me, like, and I can do the beat or remake it in a way that's original and dope, then I'll do it.
Yes.
So like, that was just a great original production.
Yeah.
Man,
and yeah.
It was so inspiring. I was like, yo, I
you know. Go do it, man, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and then Lila is funny. It's funny thing, because like, I was in the studio and I had the course and everything, and she just happened to come to the studio that day, and I was like, yo, when Lila comes, like, just play that song while me and her are talking.
Yeah,
you know? So she comes in and engineer plays it, and she's like, yo, what's this? And I'm like, I don't know, something. Are you into it? And she's like, yeah. And then she just did it right away.
Nice.
She's like, yo, my love comes to you there, and just walking and it's singing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's a vibe.
Oh, man, I wish I was a fly on the wall in some of your studio sessions, you know,
because vibes.
The music that comes out there.
When you come Jamaica, man, just pull up to the studio.
Yeah, nice. For sure. That's a nice vibe, man. And you also dropped the single 30 Million and Legend,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? 30 million reminds me of Blood Money, you know?
Yeah,
was that
yeah.
the thinking behind it?
Not to say to make a song like Blood Money, but to make a song, the sentiment of painting a picture of life in current Jamaica.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's like, it's gonna be in that vein of, you know, I like the comparison.
Yes.
Because when I did it, everyone is like, yo, it's like Blood Money
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
But that just goes to show the impact that Blood Money had, yeah. that... Almost, if you write a song now talking about what's happening in Jamaica, your first man is out. Yo, this coming like a Blood Money.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So 30 million is like a very good update for like a Blood Money.
Ain't the same, no mama. Son at on Skyama, Sheldon, Alabama. Do them get caught in the glitz and the glamour. Bricks and the hammers, long clips full of armor. Every day is a drama, yard ring by the armor. Protect from everything except for the karma. Man, I try look to the sky for the mana. Understand the book, can't wait for tomorrow. I'll be beggar and borrow, that's the Arabic shoot to. Government can't find a thing for the youth look. Poverty no cute, and you know that's the root. A 3,000 feet apartment, a Ruben Avenue. Everyone I assume, want live comfortable too. Honest man, look at work, send him youth them to school. But in the place where you're screwed, if you follow the rules, what the alternative? You think somebody I got choose?
Because I 30 million for your house up a stone.
Let's end up, this is my journey.
Daddy, you believe in the next standard, you don't say.
Full of
money.
A million is not what it used to be. Farming used to power communities. A degree used to mean opportunity. Only thing man I read now a eulogy. Mineral
like
parlor,
like
say
it.
Business
like
is booming. School them get empty, so prison is looming. Molly consuming, Dolly them grooming. Where do you run to? Like Lila in blooming. But we only survive and we just put up a fight. To live and miss the things I fi buy. Money fi make and investments fi set. But even that and the threat, financial sector a threat. I mean, what's that about? Me see all boat make a sound. Can't believe the people walking deep in my account. Look what money I spend, European a trend. Real estate recommend, man, I fi re-up again.
Because I 30 million fi a house up a stone. Good old days, how we feel live under them standard you don't say.
This is Kayla, and you're now listening to Daddy English.
Be only.
So for me now, like, as I get older and work harder in the business, you start to get, you know, more opportunities coming up. Like, I've sat here when I'm a protege, you know what I mean? That's never opportunity. A friend of mine told me, yo, you're changing. Mm-hmm. And I kind of got offended, like, because he's coming to me, you're changing, like, as in, mm-hmm. I switched. Like, mm-hmm. I said, what's he mean? So then I saw a quote from Bruce Lee that says, running waters never get stale. Mm-hmm. So I took that, okay. And then that takes me back to, I listen to my playlist, your song drops on there. We all have to change. Mm-hmm. To me, that answers the question that, yeah, I am changing. Yeah. But it's a good thing, not necessarily a switching thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, change is constant. Yeah. Change is a thing that is constant, and you must aspire to change and develop and grow and mature.
Yes.
I mean, it would be really sad if at 40 you thought the same way you did as when you were 20.
Yes, yeah.
Some people, however, are afraid to let go.
Mm.
So they hold on to something. And
yes.
Because you release your hand and are trying to move, it makes them nervous about you developing and you changing and you evolving while they are staying constant.
Yes.
So a lot of the times when you see people be concerned about your development and change and success or whatever, it's because of their own insecurities, which you can't let control you, you know?
Agreed.
So I think that, man... You know, I saw an interview with Cat Williams, who is brilliant.
Big interview.
Funny, but yes. Not the Shannon Sharpe one. One he did with Larry King years back.
Okay.
And he's like, what's the worst advice you've ever gotten? And he said, Larry King asked him, what's the worst advice he's ever had?
Mm.
And he said, don't ever change.
Wow.
And that stuck to me too, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, good.
Daddy English, all Father walk in heaven, I don't need a name.
And so I gotta do my own thing. I say we all will have to change in each his own way. Only Jah can judge a man. And so you better do your own thing. I said I'm at the reins, steering it like how I said it could have been. Can't overstand, said the ones who should have friend them. Would have pretend you and them no good again, no. What are the them? But that no matter on ya. Evil has got when me sat a massagana. Now fall back and none of them we would have want you. Take it to the top, but if you drop them, would have scorn you. But sure as the leaves shall fall from trees, I assure Babylon shall fall to knees. Overstand everyone, you can go please. So from your blessed, don't be stressed, go your own way. I say we all will have to change in each his own way. Only Jah can judge a man, and so I gotta do my own thing. I say we all will have to change in each his way, own way. Own
you should have seen me in my room, mic stand, it was a blow. 9 years old with a vision and a tool. Now the camera them a zoom with the flash, I could have blind. Darkness it ring, flashback in my mind. Now I back up on the grind, something like you never seen. Fresh up out the cage, now I switching up the thing. Tidy up the house, stick and span it till it clean. Life lessons learned, let me tell you what I mean. Let no amount of money come between me. That was said evidently, they never feel me. So when they show you who they are, better believe me. And some of my friends start drifting away. I say we all would like to change. Tired fi hear about all the doctrine. Cause no matter where they send me, say the clock still spin. And though we all try to hold on, even though letting go wouldn't be so wrong, then you will find out life goes on. Facing all that you doubt is what makes you strong. I say we all will have to change in each his own way.
take the time to let you know about a very important project that Reggae in the City is supporting. It's called the Rude Boy to Role Model Project, a project run in partnership with Sugar's Knockout Gym and Power Mobile Gym, both created with a common purpose of empowering youth globally. The Rude Boy to Role Model Project is a two-week cultural exchange program between England and Jamaica. The purpose of this project is to empower and offer boxing / mentoring to those who would not normally have access to it. To get more information on this podcast or on this initiative, listen to episode 116 of the Reggae in the City podcast, where we spoke to Coach Shan and she told us all about that Rude Boy to Role Model Project. You can also follow them on Instagram at @_powermobilegym and at @rudeboy2roleModel on Instagram, yeah?
So yeah, see, we all will have to change. Yeah. Big, big selection, big, big song.
Yeah, love that song.
Yeah, yeah, for the great album there, you know what I mean? So how proud were you when you saw Savannah playing Judy Mowat in the Bob Marley One Love?
Oh man, I'm proud of Savannah all the time. Perfect. She's a brilliant artist. She's a dope actress, good model, great director. Like, she does everything well. Yes. Great dancer, everything. She's like probably one of my favorite artists, you know. So I'm super proud of her.
Yes.
Naomi in the film, Hector, Sheppy, all of the local talents that got a chance to be to be a part of that awesome production.
Yeah. Did you watch the movie?
Yeah.
You enjoy it?
Yeah.
Is it, like, I know there's a split opinion. I watched it, I enjoyed the movie. I think it was a good story to tell, you know. Personally, I feel we missed the trick on the bio part of it.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a love movie between Bob and Rita, which is important to tell.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts about that? Or about
the, I think movies are my thing,
okay.
Right? I watch movies. I went to the movies two nights ago at 12 o'clock to watch Dune Part 2.
Ah, see, I haven't watched that one yet.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I love movies are my thing. Like, probably right close to music is movies. So when I'm watching, first of all, like, you watch a film, you give it time to breathe in your mind.
Yes.
People watch it and as they come out the theater, it's like, man, this movie.
Yes.
And again, people probably want to see a biography of Bob Marley, but Bob Marley's career is so well documented that it's there.
Yes, true.
I mean, you know, how much more you want? You know, almost everything was happened on a surface level where the public would know.
Yes.
What they're trying to do in this, I imagine, is take a period of time. That's, the movie was shot, was, I guess, between 76 and 80, probably,
in that time.
So, I mean, I think it was great. It's inspiring. It's it's good to see Jamaica on the big screen like that. It's, it's good for the industry. It's good for all of that. So, but from a movie standpoint, I enjoyed it. I got some insights, and they shared what they wanted to share. The music was amazing.
It was, yeah.
And the actor that played Bob Marley, I don't know, like, there were certain times I was like, yo, this is good, this is really good.
I was impressed,
I was impressed, so I have nothing negative to say about it.
Good. No, that's a good vibe. Like I said, I was impressed with the acting, and even Kingsley, the one that played Bob Marley, I think he did a good job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So my hat goes off to him.
I mean, do you know how hard it is to play Bob Marley? I mean, like, many people have tried it in real life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, his accent as a Jamaican, it was different.
Yes.
Come from St. Mary, come a town, him talk kind of, you know, him with me slur them different, him cadence him different. It's not a normal Jamaican accent, it's a Bob Marley accent.
That
so
makes sense.
It was a good job.
Yeah. No, well done to him, well done to everybody involved in that, you know. The last time we spoke, you were telling us about your experience. We went to Ethiopia, and then we started speaking about Marcus Garvey's message of repatriation. In there, you said Rasta and reggae music is the African consciousness of the West. Is what? Yeah, you know.
Okay.
It seems that, because I interview many artists and people in the space, and it seems like there's a division between Rasta, you know. And sometimes when you see a lot of, when they say, oh, he's not real, he's not, you know, they point at you. How do you feel about that? Do you see that?
I mean, as Bob Marley said, my ears deaf to certain things, you know. Only jammy you listen to.
Yes.
When I listen to guys, so I can't really tell you about guy or what guy think.
Alright.
You know what I mean? You know, the thing is with Rasta is that different with a lot of other philosophies or religion, like you have access to the words of His Majesty.
Yes.
You have access to what He thought about certain things, what He thinks about diplomacy, what He thinks about inclusion, you know, how He navigates in His lives and messages.
Yes.
So I didn't learn through Rasta, through music. So I don't care what the next Rasta artist sings, like meaning said that is the way. I'm not listening to that, I'm not listening to man. Like there's the words, there's the speeches, there's the ideology, there's the philosophies, and I feel that I just try to align myself with that.
Yes.
Many people that say Rasta, they are very uneducated to what it means.
Yes.
They just listen to a song and say, well, the song you say bon that, so that's what Rasta means.
Yeah.
No, you have the words. You know how much people say Rasta that has never read His Majesty's speeches, that has never read the dialogue, that don't read the biography, that don't read the books on the war and none of that, like me to them too.
Yeah.
So I can hear the ignorance in other people's speeches, but it doesn't even register to me to acknowledge or to put focus on it.
Yeah.
I just have to follow the ideologies and principles of the king, and once you do that, once you can reopen the book and show me that and say that, then we can hear what you say. But outside of that, we not pay attention to those things.
I like that, and I think that's a lesson.
And the next thing to a lot of people want Rasta to be poor and begging, and like poverty is a badge of honor, but I know His Majesty says the opposite.
Yes.
You know, man must try to achieve both spiritual and material wealth.
Mm.
Those are words. I didn't make up these things.
Yes.
So, at the end of the day, man, as you say, it's like you have to just live your life and stay true to who you are. None of these people are not going to be facing me on my day of judgment.
Yes.
So it don't matter.
I rate that, you know, and that's a good lesson for us all. You know, it's like it's we be true to ourselves, and you're definitely doing that. You know what I mean? The song you did a song with Ayotosh, Feel My Cup.
Oh yeah.
That is a vibe.
It's
you know what I mean? That's a vibe. It's a meditation too. You know what I mean?
One of my young producers.
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah, because I remember you mentioning him before. And stuff,
yeah,
you know?
Man, I started off with him when he's about 19 years old.
Wow. Okay.
So he's a prodigy, and he's doing. Is then like exploring his artist career more, and when I heard that song, I was like dope, and I was like, yo, let me get on that remix. And
what does it take for a young artist or producer to get to Protégé, say your Protégé?
Good music. These people said sometimes to that, oh, you know, it's just my friends, I record my friends. I don't know, I attach from nowhere.
Okay.
Just hear music and say I'm bad, and remember him come check me, and in him of this, him have a little laptop where my work pan, and like Winter James wasn't my bridging. I just hear him reading them and say, yo, I'm mad. I go work with him.
Yes.
So it not take no brand name for me work with nobody. It just take good music. And the thing is that I am a like constant search for inspiration. Mm. You know, my main thing, like my life revolves around inspiration. If I get a hotel, want a nice view, cause maybe we can look in at the city and we get inspired. If me it's everything, it's movies, it's that we can feel something. So anybody who give me a rhythm or a song will make me feel something, they may work with it.
Yeah, I rate that, you know.
Jaja blessing, fill the cup up.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty, playing some reggae in the city.
Hey, tell me better sister, why you feeling bad? Mistakes are valid, but the feelings never last. We in the present, can't keep living in the past, no. Aye, so learn your lesson and start the a better part. Not after perfect, you can finish if you start. You bigger than the fears that hidden in your heart, no. That's how we feeling really, up. Judge our blessing, fill the cup, up. So every day we showing love, up. Cause love will never fail. That's how we feeling really, up. Judge our blessing, fill the cup, up. So every day we showing love, cause love will never fail, no.
I'm
showing love and self-reliance. The world in my hands. Jaja blessing just inspires, kill any science. Fate bring you through whatever trials, no denial. Where there is no one left to dial, yet you have your prayers. When you got love, you have no need for fear, you see.
I like
the party, so
like
we
it.
In peace and prosperity. Now I'm surrounded by the ones I love, and that all seems so good to me. I'm feeling really up, up, up.
Jaja blessing, fill the cup, up, up. So every day we showing love, up, up.
Cause
love will never fail. That's how we feeling really up, up, up. Jaja blessing, fill the cup, up, up. So every day we showing love. Cause love will never fail, no. Tell me later, brother, sister, why you feeling bad? Mistakes will happen, but the feelings never last. We in the present, can't be living in the past.
We can't be living in the past, no.
So learn your lesson and start build a better part. Now if you're perfect, you can finish if you start. We bigger than the fears, I see them in your heart.
They wear you down, so let go them now.
Judge a blessing, fill the cup, up, up. So every day we showing love, cause love will never fail. That's how we feel it really up, up, up. Judge a blessing, fill the cup, up, up. So every day we showing love, and love will never fail, no.
So, as before, I mentioned the first time I spoke to you, I asked you to select a song.
Select
a song.
One pick.
So I said, which song is it that says this is like, this is why I love reggae music? You said Aini Kamoze, You Trouble the Metro with Me. Mm-hmm. Then you said Gregory Isaac Night Nurse. Mm-hmm. And finally you said Damian Marley, Welcome to Jamrock. Mm-hmm. So what is it this time?
My next three songs.
There's one song.
Oh.
Yeah, give you one song to play for the people.
You know, with some I've been listening a lot, Dennis Brown, Handwritings on the Wall.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Man, from the album, he has an album called Love Has Found Its Way.
Yes.
One of my favorite reggae albums of all time, and the production was very international.
Okay.
But still reggae, but very, very, very complex.
All right.
Production. Have you listened to that album?
I know Love Has Found Its Way, but I can't say for sure. I listened to
find
album,
that album called Love Has Found Its Way. There's a song on it to Handwritings on the Wall.
Okay.
Brilliant, brilliant music. Dennis Brown is, trust me, I just wish, I know everything in its timing, but I wish I had paid more attention to him growing up.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I would have focused a little bit more on that type of singing and melodies that he was a brilliant, brilliant artist, and that song really inspires me.
Okay.
this is Mikey Jerrine Chilton, Daddy English, Reggae, the city, brand music, full of quality, quality.
Selection there, man, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna be a selector, you know.
Yeah, that I know. That's what I can't wait for. Because, you know, Leader IK, she got the world sound now.
Yeah,
so.
Man, it's fair thing different.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, man, fair thing different. But I'm gonna be like a vinyl, I have a great vinyl collection.
Nice, okay.
And like, I just want to play music and a couple years from now, maybe even on radio.
You
like,
can do that. Fun. All you have to do is say the word.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know that, man, you know? So I would love to see that. I would definitely love, because the selections you come out with are different and they're off the wall, you know what I mean? But it's good music, you know? But, sir, I'm not going to keep you much longer. Thank you for taking the time.
Give thanks for the come. I always have good conversations with you. That's how I always make it happen.
Thank you very much.
You make me think about some things. And, okay. And just hold good. Conversations are good. I don't love interviews as much as us. I feel like if this never they're here, we would have probably still talk about the same
for
thing.
Sure.
Them, so
for sure.
They're good. So, you know, every time, anytime you can reach out.
Thank you.
And when you come to Jamaica, link me up, come on my studio.
Man.
And we can have like a proper.
I like that. Yeah. With no recording, maybe just talk. Yeah, just vibe. You know what I mean? That's the thing, because like I said, I listen to your music daily. I got the playlist and everything. Like, and it's important that the messages you put out, they are consistent, so it's like I say this, the song there, all we have to change, that's still relevant today, and you did that how many years ago, you know. So
and like the next thing too, as a listener, if you listen to my music, the thing is that, you know, a listener have to give me a chance to innovate,
okay,
because I'm not a copycat, you understand. I'm not just gonna do what everyone else is doing, and sometimes when you're innovating, it's like, oh well, this song doesn't sound like reggae, like a song like Hills or a song like even Legend, know. But you know, I love UK sound, I love UK drill, and I love reggae music, and I like to find ways to blend worlds, because I know, one, I'm a fan of both, and my fans are also fans of both, and then able that enough that I have a roots version of Legend 2 from Tippy them, just to be like, yo, this same music can sound good in every different facet. So, man, I'm artist must have a what you call it now, an ability to grow and experiment and try. And this is the thing that we don't get to do a lot now, because you do something and it's like everybody has an opinion. But just imagine like Van Gogh in his studio painting, and it's like a man must try. You have to, as an artist, be feel free to try shit, and you may try something and be like, alright, this not come out like the way it may come out, but I've learned so much from this, so now I can do this, this is the masterpiece. And it's like, as an artist too, I feel, I always tell artists I work with, feel free to experiment and try, because this is the only way you're gonna push yourself to that limit. So give thanks to the support for the music. And
you know what, you said something there, and it just took my mind back to what I learned in the Bob Marley movie. Is I didn't realize that when Junior Marvin came in, it was a change to reggae music with the electric guitar, what he was doing there, and that wasn't done before.
Even Bob Marley, when he was doing Kaya and Exodus, you know, one of my mentors, you know, like, says to me, who used to like be around Bob Marley all the time, he said to me, he said, listen, man, the ridicule and thing that he got for those albums at the time was crazy. The man said he would be there and hear everybody. I said, yo, I'm going to sell out the music. I'm going to do R&B, have little soul. Why I'm not doing no real reggae music? Yes. That. And look at us now.
That's
40 years, 50 years after, you look on the Exodus album and you say, yo, look at the innovation.
Yeah.
So, man said the person who told me this was Dermot Hussey, who is a big OG in reggae music. And he told me this, he always said, bro, always try to innovate and do stuff, because it will show after. When I look back at ancient future now, and who knows, like, listen, reggae music wasn't sounding like who knows when Who Knows come out. You understand? Like Winter James changed the game completely with the Rootsman rhythm and the Who Knows and all of these songs. So it's like, but look at it now, you hear that song, it is like the epitome of modern reggae.
So you just
have to work, man. You have to work and stay focused. That's my superpower.
Keep
minding my business.
Yeah, ignore the critics.
I am a master at minding my own business. So that is what I continue to do.
Jedi, couple shows, couple days, pan the road, in a bed and the dungeons just come in, pan a red eye bow. Cerebral flow in my head, I go. Try reach me now, but my cell line slow. I keep it low, it's like red I go. Try teach me how, but I said I know. People know me like it, like hope, and I need to know premise when I show. I collect my dough, do my thing,
I'm
and go.
Why you say hello, Proto?
The world know to, they want more to. Touchdown UK, sell out show. New minister culture, we get some vote. A regular, we have to transit through airport, and I become we outstanding to airport. Could forget to me belong me to engross, and if me ever drop a song, diggy reinforce. Yeah. Strong like a tonica, beat the drum and then play the harmonica. Dig it down the baddest on the planet. Supersonic tougher than a granite. We are professor, them are the janitor. Oppressor, them are fret and a panic. So you know, see the difference of the caliber. Don't know less than a tummy when we drop it automatic.
You are now listening to Daddy
Inside.
You say you come over, you're here in England, and you know the English sound like drill and other things. How does it feel as a Jamaican in England? Like, what does England feel like? Because I know when they were in, like, at the Breakfast Club, when they were interviewing Ben Adir, and he was just speaking in the English accent.
Yeah.
They were saying it sounded very Jamaican. And I know that like, Jamaican influence is huge on us here in UK as Black British and people coming up. But how does it feel as a Jamaican here in England? Can you really feel that Jamaican influence?
Of course, everything. Even when I think about UK music, brother, even the rapper them will come from England, born and grow. Them still have a Jamaican flair to them, because them grow up around Caribbean. This is our former colonial, I guess, colonial masters,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're talking about, yeah, thousands and people coming up to England in the 60s and 70s. Remember, we never even need visa to come to England. But it's like,
yeah,
anywhere you go in England, black culture is like, it's very, very Caribbean. Mm. Very Jamaican, because Jamaica is like the lowest of the Caribbean.
Yes. Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's still just very Caribbean. So you see it in everything, the way people talk, the way they dress, the way they move. Probably that's why Atlanta is one of my favorite cities, because it's the place that I come and I feel almost like you're there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost, you see a black person, it's like them Caribbean somewhere.
Yeah.
No, obviously with all the influx of like Africa and the African diaspora being here a lot, it's a big blend, but still, man, like, I feel very comfortable here.
Yeah.
Like, as comfortable as you can be in a, like, them people in a country, you know?
I know.
Like, we face the same thing, whether you're a black British person or a Caribbean, like, no, you know what I mean? Like, born here or things from roots, like, we're going to face the same struggles as just black people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of all the cities I've been to globally, it's the one that feels the most like it could be home.
Yeah.
And that's when we can slide, go down at JD's and with the pan. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, it's that energy that, they feel like.
I get that. Because I remember before you, when you said that London was your favorite city, and I was thinking, why?
It's good, man. It's good. It's a vibes here, and as me say, it just the culture is more respected here than any other city I have.
Yeah, agree.
Really been to, you know what I mean? It's like look on Carnival, them what them have, the show them, that's the block, that you can just go up on the block in London and just feel like a Caribbean energy same way, you know. So that's why I try to spend as much time here and help to bring that energy here too.
Keep it, boss.
Yeah, man.
You are the important day.
Yeah, man.
You are a legend. I'm serious.
Legend. Bob Marley compilation. Rasta man in a vibration. A indie in a my nation. Where them? All them in upper use is lies. Them just talk and scrutinize. A boy gone in for violation. Legend. Bob Marley compilation. Rasta man in a vibration. Just indie in a my nation. Where them? Where them? Legend.
Legend. That was Protégé. Many thanks. Big up yourself, sir. People, listen to the Zion Like King's album, In Search of Zion.
Legend.
Check out the new single, Legend. Watch the visuals and all these things too, yes?
Do
remember, Protégé is on tour in the UK, March. Check it out, link up.
Legend.
Say hi, yeah? That's my time, so remember, the man that walks backwards stumbles, but the man that walks forward too fast trips up. Keep it moving and catch you next time.
Legend. Bob Marley compilation. Rasta man in a vibration. A indie in a my nation.
Blessed is this man to represent for Daddy English.
A boy gone in for violation. Legend. Bob Marley compilation. Rasta man in a vibration. Just indie in a my nation. Where them? Legend. Hey, tell them. Exodus, Bumbleclaw, you can't stand next to us. Some attack and tan, one get with trust. Babylon, them gone, one get the bus. If I want thing, we learn from the Bible. Can't even trust your disciple. When idol, them turn to rival. Confrontation, uprising, survival. We lost, we live on my arrival. Zimbabwe, they catch a free. Afra Lagos, they rule the riot. Addis Ababa, we free. Highly, them can't conquer we.
the most I can get no higher. Matty Dread burning the kaya. The whole place it must catch a fire. Legend, 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 legend. Bob Marley compilation. Rasta man in a vibration. A indie in a my nation. Where them, where them, where them, where them? All them in up, I use his lies. Them just talk and scrutinize. A boy gone if a violation. Legend, 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 legend. Bob Marley compilation. Rasta man in a vibration. Indie in a my nation. Where them, where them, where them, where them? Where them, where them, where them, where them, eh? Legend, 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 eh? Eh? Why would I be like? Bobbing at the flesh. No shirt with the vest. Guitar gone on your neck.
This is King Voice, money make. And you are now listening but money to don't make you rich.
Life are the greatest gift. So when you see me out here live, no say, if I egg with inna the raid. Man at top ranking already. No putty then pa me head. Just easy skanking it steady. It's one love people get ready. Can't keep them waiting in vain. Them gon' remember the name. When time them see me them sane. Legend, 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 legend. Bob Marley compilation. Rasta man in a vibration. Just in league in a my nation. Where them, where them, where them, where them? All them men up, I use his lies. Them just talk and scrutinize. A boy gone if a violation. Legend, legend, yo, legend, legend.
Bob Marley compilation. Rasta man in a vibration. In league in a my nation. Don't love you like I do. And I did English, you know that.